In sports, taking a look at area softball and baseball scores from Friday. In softball action, it was ADM over Des Moines Roosevelt, 6-0. Creston blanking Red Oak, 14-0. Des Moines Christian was a 10-3 winner over Earlham. Glidden Ralston beat Kemper Catholic, 5-1. IKM Manning was an 8-1 winner over AHSTW in softball. Also, Lenox beat Central Decatur, 3-2. Sydney doubled up on Stanton 4-2, and it was Urbandale over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 7-0. In baseball action, Arweva beat Whiting in 5 innings, 14-4. It was Bedford over Southeast Warren 5-2. Earlham downing Des Moines Christian 7-4. Guthrie Center was a 14-1 winner over Adair Casey. In 8 innings, IKM Manning got past AHSTW 2-0. Lewis Central was a 1-0 winner over ADM. Missouri Valley down Logan Magnolia in baseball action, 11-7. Also, it was Otebold Arthur BCIG over South Central Calhoun, 5-4. In a doubleheader, Sergeant Bluff Luton defeated Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in the first game, 12-2, and 2-0 in the second. Those were games that had been postponed from July the 2nd. Council Bluffs St. Albert also a double winner over Red Oak, that is, a 14-1 in the first game and 6-1 in the second. Also, Trainer beat Creston 7-3, and it was winner set over Nottoway Valley 10-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Friday, New Orleans beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 8-4. It was Round Rock over Iowa 11-5. This evening's action pits Iowa at New Orleans and Omaha at Oklahoma City. Well, an Ames native and member of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors is serving as Grand Marshal for his hometown's 4th of July parade. Former Ames High School star Harrison Barnes will be the parade's Grand Marshal today and plans to show off the Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy. The Des Moines Register reports Barnes is the first Iowa high school graduate to win an NBA championship since West Des Moines Valley's Matt Bullard played for the Houston Rockets in 1994. Barnes helped Ames win state titles in 2009 and 2010. He was picked 7th overall in the 2012 NBA draft. In Major League Baseball action, Jed Yurko homered in the 7th inning to tie the game and then had a score-running single in the 9th to lead the San Diego Padres to a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. San Diego won the first two games of the four-game series after losing three straight. St. Louis lost a season-high 4th straight home game, but the Cardinals are still a Major League best 29-11 at home. Yurko pitched a 3-2 pitch from closer Trevor Rosenthal to bring in Yangaris Solarte, who hit a one-out triple. Joaquin Benoit picked up the relief and win. Craig Kimmel recorded his 21st save in 22 opportunities. He got Jason Hayward to ground into a game-ending double play. Also in National League action, it was Miami over the Chicago Cubs 2-1, Washington beating San Francisco 2-1. Milwaukee was a 12-1 winner over Cincinnati, Atlanta down Philadelphia 2-1. Arizona beat Colorado 4-3 in 10 innings, and it was the Mets downing the Dodgers by a score of 2-1. Over in the American League, the Yankees got past Tampa Bay 7-5 in 12 innings. Detroit beat Toronto 8-6. Houston was a 12-8 winner over Boston in 10 innings. The LA Angels beat Texas 8-2. Baltimore fell to the White Sox 1-0. Kansas City took 10 innings to get past Minnesota 3-2, and it was Oakland falling to Seattle 9-5. In interleague action, it was Pittsburgh falling to Cleveland by a score of 5-2. Elsewhere in sports, in golf action, Jonathan Vegas shot a 5-under-65 to tie Scott Langley for the 36-hole lead at the Greenbrier Classic. They're at 9-under par. 23 golfers were within 3 shots of the lead, including 7 at 8-under. Two-time Masters champ Bubba Watson shot a 68 and trails by 4 shots. Tiger Woods posted a 69 and is also 4 off the lead. Bubba Watson says he's painting over the Confederate flag on his General Lee 01 car, made popular in the Dukes of Hazzard television series. The two-time Masters champ says he'll replace it with the U.S. flag on the roof of the car. He bought at an auction in 2012 for $121,000. The accused gunman in the shooting death of 9 people at an African-American church on June the 17th had posed in photographs with the Confederate battle flag. And NASCAR is the latest corporation to distance itself from Donald Trump. The Motorsports Series says it will not hold its season-ending awards ceremony at the Trump National Doral, Miami. Camping World CEO Marcus Lemonis, whose company is the title sponsor of NASCAR's Truck Series, said in a letter released Friday that he would not attend or participate in the awards ceremony if it's held at a Trump property. The ceremony was held at Doral last year. NASCAR and Camping World are the latest to distance themselves from Trump following his inflammatory statements regarding immigrants from Mexico. Also in racing, championship leader Lewis Hamilton was the fastest in the final practice session ahead of qualifying for the British Grand Prix today. The 30-year-old defending champion clocked 1 minute 32.917 seconds at Silverstone as he bids to win his home race for a second straight year. Hamilton outpaced teammate Nico Rosberg in a reversal of Friday's fortunes in practice by going quicker than the lap record here. Rosberg, who is 10 points behind Hamilton in the driver's standings, was 0.552 seconds adrift in the third session after finding time for a late lap once a gearbox oil leak was repaired. They were followed by Ferrari duo Kimi Raikkonen and Sebastian Vettel. That is a check of our sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.